This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is On the Media. I'm Brooke Gladstone.
And I'm Bob Garfield. Canada, our rugged and even-keeled neighbor to the north, progressive, peaceful, and too small to really much matter in the hurly-burly of global affairs. Until last week, when Canada apparently found its way into the axis of evil. In the midst of a public feud about trade tariffs and a fraught G7 summit, the President of the United States accused Canada of threatening our national security and personally attacked Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau as, quote, meek, mild, weak, and dishonest, while other members of Trump's administration piled on. Here's White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow.
You know, here's the thing. I mean, he really kind of stabbed us in the back. He did a great disservice to the whole G7. He betrayed...
Trudeau did.
Yes, he did.
And White House trade advisor Peter Navarro.
There's a special place in hell for any foreign leader that engages in bad faith diplomacy with President Donald J. Trump.
The whole episode has suddenly reminded the U.S. press to the presence of a hostile power on our northern border and awakened a slumbering, frosty nation in defense of its reputation. Jesse Brown is a Canadian journalist and host of the Canada Land podcast. Jesse, welcome to OTM.
Bob Garfield, how are you?
Splendid, thank you. Okay, so it started with a tariff imposed by Trump on Canadian steel and aluminum, which apparently was a tit-for-tat reaction to Canadian tariffs on American dairy products, right?
This is so, and it pains me to say it, but the Canadian tariffs on dairy products, probably not a great thing. And Trudeau was even signaling that he had some flexibility there, and it's possible that that detail might have been worked out.
Because it is kind of naked protectionism on Canada's part, which not only blocks American exports, but makes the cost of milk for Canadians unusually high, right?
I never thought I would be speaking with an American about supply chain management, which is a obsessive preoccupation here in Canada. But yes, we have this absurd scheme here that really has a minuscule effect on Americans and even on American farmers. But Canadian consumers pay much more than they should for milk and cheese.
How has this event shifted the policy debate?
What was once a debate now is not a debate. You need to now be on side with dairy subsidies, regardless of whether you're in the Liberal or Conservative Party. There was a member of Parliament who was almost the leader of the Conservative Party who has opposed these dairy subsidies for a long time. He was just kicked out of shadow cabinet because he continues to do so. So it is with the leader or you're out. Everybody's fallen into line.
Trudeau's reputation had really been waning until this episode. And I guess the beginning of what appeared to be the end of his domestic popularity was this trip to India, where, among other things, he and his family dressed up in traditional Indian clothing and looked as if they'd been costumed by the designers of the It's a Small World ride at Disney World.
I don't know if you've noticed, but it seems like as Donald Trump becomes more and more unwoke, Justin Trudeau is compensating in the other direction.
Trudeau got called out today by one of India's most popular politicians. Omar Abdullah tweeted, "Is it just me or is this choreographed cuteness all just a bit much now?"
These embarrassing photographs actually paled in comparison to what happened next when photographs leaked that showed Justin Trudeau's wife, Sophie Gregoire Trudeau, posing next to an individual named Jaspal Atwal, who has a criminal past, who is a would-be assassin, and who is involved in this long-standing internal controversy in Canada, where Canada has sort of absorbed some of Khalistani Sikh separatist politics. We have a large Sikh community in Canada. This goes back to the Air India bombing, how this individual who apparently had been blacklisted by India got into India in the first place. But more than that, what amateurishness led to him being invited to an official event became something that imperiled Canada's very relationship with our ally India.
Trudeau's visit was the most embarrassing thing to happen to India since Apu.
And we celebrated the 100th anniversary of Canadian Confederation.
Actually, it's 150 years old, Justin. Not his best work.
It definitely seemed like Justin Trudeau, the honeymoon Canada had with him, was over. So this was definitely a gift from Donald Trump to Justin Trudeau. To Canadians, whatever our domestic issues are, everything gets overshadowed by our relationship with America. And if there is an opportunity to stand up to America, no pun intended, it trumps everything else. And the version of this story and the way the media is portraying Justin Trudeau in the United States is very different than the reaction here in Canada. Of course, we get both. But when I look at what your late night comedians are saying about Justin Trudeau, or if I read Adam Gopnik waxing on in The New Yorker, any of the other coverage, including Justin Trudeau's appearance on Meet the Press, how could you hurt nice Canada and this nice boy Justin is the story that's being told in the States. Here in Canada, it's much more tough guy narratives of Nixon calling Pierre Trudeau, the first Prime Minister Trudeau, an asshole, and Pierre Trudeau responding, "I've been called worse things by better people." We love nothing more than instances where our civilized and sophisticated prime ministers take a stand against American thuggery.
But of course, as you say here, we are less aware of his gaffes and errors and inconsistencies. The media here are just way too busy comparing him to our president.
Trudeau has very effectively positioned himself as Canada's answer to Trump. Of course, that's not true. He was Canada's copycat answer to Obama. We do the same things you do a few years later. Our answer to Trump is Doug Ford, who's just elected Premier of Ontario, who's very much ran a Trumpian campaign. So your president has a bully's instinct for weakness. And picking on the fact that Justin Trudeau has a couple of different versions of himself that he peddles is an accurate criticism. Justin Trudeau ran on an environmentalist platform. He's since bought a pipeline. He ran on a platform of reconciliation with First Nations, with many of them oppose this pipeline and are still waiting for clean drinking water in their communities. There's a lot of dissatisfaction with this prime minister. And I'm going to tell you about something that happened as we came into this much larger media scrutiny with this conflict. A story that had been peddled to Canadian media about an 18-year-old allegation of a groping. Justin Trudeau was quoted as apologizing to a reporter 18 years ago. He was a very young man at a music festival in British Columbia. The Canadian media turned up their nose at the story. It was too thin, too old. We don't know what happened. But of course, Breitbart ran it after it showed up on Twitter. And then it was a hop, skip, and a jump to the New York Times. And so now we have this Canadian media sphere that won't even touch stories like that. But anyone can get that news, and not necessarily the most factual or responsible versions of it, through American media. Essentially, we have been given a ticket to your circus, and it's not refundable.
Now, this is all very funny in a way, but the stakes actually could be quite high. In what ways could this tariff skirmish and insult trading have serious ramifications?
Historically, this is an incredibly reckless gambit on Trump's part, and this is playing with fire. It's playing with the economies, certainly of Canada, but also of America. And could this end in recession? Could this end in depression? It's not without historical precedent.
All right, Jesse, thank you very much.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Jesse Brown is a Canadian journalist and host of the podcast, Canada Land.